This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
It's 8:06, 53 degrees in Chapel Hill, 52 this morning in Carborough, kind of a cool morning. We have some clouds today, 20% chance of showers in the afternoon, high today about 68 degrees. Chapel Hill residents got their first look at the controversial Central West Area Plan last night. Many were not happy with what they saw. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend was there and has the story.
More than 200 people came out last night to voice their concerns about the draft plan for the future of the intersection of Estes Drive and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Here's what some of them had to say.
I am not against development. I am, however, stridently opposed to the aggressive and myopic development plans that have carried the day thus far in the Central West process.
I feel like, in some respects, this is a size 9 foot going into a size 6 shoe.
These loyal citizens have been ignored, dismissed, even ridiculed. I ask, I hope, that you will hear them tonight.
This plan, in short, is not ready for prime time.
That was Chris Hackenberg, Elaine Marcus, Mickey Jo Sorrell, and Alan Tom. They were among nearly 30 speakers at last night's town council meeting, most of whom criticized the small area plan created by the Central West Committee, presented to the public and council for the first time. The 17-member committee was convened nearly a year ago, and since then the group has met more than 30 times and hosted 10 public outreach sessions. The small area plan lays out potential land uses for the 97-acre area, calling for a mix of commercial development and housing in 3 to 5-story buildings along MLK, with the density and building height decreasing along Estes. The plan also focuses on the need for bike and pedestrian pathways to access the two nearby schools. The committee recommends widening Estes Drive to 5 lanes at the intersection with MLK, but tapering down to 2 lanes for much of the length of the road. Amy Ryan, town council candidate and co-chair of the Central West Committee, said the improvements could mean less traffic at the intersection, even with more drivers on the road.
What they're telling us is that the level of service in morning and evening are not worse than they are today, and in some cases will be improved with the new mitigations. And you can see that the delay times are generally at a minute or less at peak times.
The plan was approved by a 2/3 majority vote by the committee, but a small minority rejected the plan, saying it was too dense with too few details on the possible impacts of growth. But Ryan told the council that's not what the process was meant to produce.
Our job was not to produce a specific site design for this area. Rather, it was our job to have a vision for positive change.
Residents opposed to the work of the committee have circulated a lower density citizens plan, as well as a petition asking that the council vote to adopt the plan be delayed indefinitely. Some on the council, including Mayor Pro Tem Ed Harrison, seemed inclined to consider the request.
If it does take longer, it should take longer. This discounts none of the work by the steering committee, which I think has been excellent, and the citizens' plan as well is a nice piece of work. I just wanted to say that right now. I am willing to extend the time if that's what it takes.
Nonetheless, Councilmember Gene Pease told the assembled crowd the town faces tough choices about growth and taxes in the near future. He asked residents to make room for commercial development.
I don't know the answer, except we have to accept some commercial, and you've been trying to define it with your citizens plan, the committee's trying to define it, but we have to find a way to find some middle ground, or our taxes are going to continue to go up, services will be cut, we'll be pushing out the people that create a diverse community. This will become a bedroom community if we're not careful.
The Central West plan goes to the Town Planning Board for evaluation before returning to the Town Council for consideration on November 25th. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Now let's turn to Carborough. Quite often it's hard to find parking in downtown Carborough. With new development coming to the area, it might grow scarcer, and there are only a handful of free public parking lots. Some think Carborough ought to charge people to use those lots, but some think parking should remain free. It's an issue that Carborough Board of Aldermen candidates tackled last night during WCHL's Candidates Forum, hosted by Aaron Keck, one of the smartest people I know. All were not in agreement over a solution to this complex problem. WCHL's Rachel Nash reports.
The candidates competing for 3 open seats include incumbents Sammy Slade, Jacqueline Gist, and Randy Haven O'Donnell. The challengers are Kurt Stolka, vice chair of Carborough's Transportation Advisory Board, and Al Vickers, a former member of the Solid Waste Advisory Board with a PhD in environmental science. Vickers was absent from the forum Monday due to a prior engagement out of the country. Stolka was the lone candidate fully in favor of charging for parking. He said it could generate revenue for the town to use for other projects and would encourage people to use alternative methods of transportation.
I think when we start charging for parking, that will pay for somebody to enforce the parking, and it'll be a continuous revolution of feeding that system, and that'll discourage car use, and we become a real livable city for the next generation. Cycling won't become known as an alternative means anymore, and it'll be the main means.
Slade, on the fence about the issue, said that the town staff was currently assessing the parking situation downtown. That study is expected to be completed sometime next year.
There's an opportunity to really understand what the reality is of parking downtown. In the same way that we were talking earlier about solid waste, set goals for finding and measures that we can implement to start ratcheting down our dependency on cars in our downtown, because our ultimate goal is to get off of cars.
Gist and Haven O'Donnell were firmly against charging for parking and agreed that free parking helped the local economy. Gist said that much had already been done to address the parking situation, including the town's purchase of the lot on the corner of Carr Street and Greensboro Street, as well as the addition of 500 spaces as part of the parking deck in the 300 East Main development.
I am not saying turn downtown Carrboro into a parking lot. I'm not saying no bikes, no buses, no feet. I'm saying this has to be addressed as a whole. Our downtown businesses would be devastated if we started charging for parking.
Haven O'Donnell said she feared that if the town began charging, it would decrease accessibility to residents who can't bike or walk to downtown.
And we need a plan that hears the voices of the folks who live beyond the two-mile perimeter. One of the things that is really important to folks who live beyond that 2 miles is to be able to make multitask stops.
To hear WCHL's full Carrboro Board of Aldermen candidate forum, you can read this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
As Rachel mentioned, Carrboro Board of Aldermen candidate Al Vickers was not there last night because of prior commitment. He says the affordability of living is a tough issue he will focus on if he's elected to the board. He sat down and spoke with WCHL's Rand Northam about seeking election to the Board of Aldermen and how he believes he will best serve you.
Al, what do you believe is the number one issue in Carrboro that needs to be addressed?
The number one issue is the affordability of living in Carrboro. I've been there 10 years, and taxes have doubled. I lived in Chapel Hill the 10 years before that, and the taxes were quadrupled. And this is a problem in the area. I know that part of the affordability of housing is the fact that now some of the tax burden is higher than people's mortgages for a house. That is a problem, and that's going to continue to be a problem. It affects the affordability of housing at all levels, and it continues to be an issue. And it's a complex issue because of the particular situation in Carrboro and the university being here and how it affects tax bases, how it affects pressure on availability of housing. And it's a complex issue.
In a general sense, how do you intend to address that and other issues when they come up?
One problem that Orange County has in total is that 50% of the properties are not on the tax roll because they're either not-profit or non-profit or government-owned. This puts a very large burden on a very residential area. One of the ways to relieve that pressure is to have more commercial development and have a higher commercial tax base. That's not going to solve the problem totally, but it would help. There is a need to deal with issues. UNC Trust plans to do 170 or 169 housing development next to where I live in Hogan Farms, but they want to do it with the land owned by a nonprofit for its faculty and staff and only pay three-quarters of the tax base that everybody else pays. So essentially it's asking the rest of the community to subsidize the faculty and staff who live in those housing, and that increases the problem for the community. It's an issue that everything costs money, but if you're going to provide services, you got to have everybody contributing.
We're speaking with Al Vickers, a candidate for the Carrboro Board of Aldermen. How, as a member of the Board of Aldermen, are you going to make sure that all the voices of Carrboro are heard?
You have to listen to people. You have to go out and basically listen and not come to the table with an agenda from one group or another, because it's essentially what I learned in business was very interesting. Someone once said to me, never hire a clone. And I said, why? He said, well, a clone will just repeat what you want to hear, not what's true often. So if you have some diversity of opinions, it helps to prevent you from going down the wrong path and making a major mistake. And I have a feeling right now that Carborough town aldermen, all of them are the same opinion, have the same background, political background, and are very committed to a very strong political position, and not really are listening, not listening.
And what's the one thing that sets you apart from the other candidates in this race?
Well, I'm not a politician. I basically have a long career, and I've lived in a lot of communities, and I've basically do not have political ambitions beyond serving Carborough. I'm interested in the health of Carborough financially, environmentally. I want to see it to be a community that is sustainable in all factors, and that's what sets me apart, is that I am not tied. I'm a registered Democrat. I think in North Carolina, if you're not a registered Democrat, you don't get to vote for most elections. But I basically am independent in my thought. I do not follow any one party line.
Once again, that is Rand Northam speaking with Carborough Board of Aldermen candidate Al Vickers. You can hear the whole interview by viewing this story on our website at chapelborough.com, along with all the other candidates' interviews as well. Between now and Election Day, WCHL will continue to preview each of the local candidates one-on-one. And by the way, the Carborough Aldermen will have an important public hearing tonight on a plan to combine a couple of parcels of land on Fayetteville Road and examine how the town's land use code applies to developments with indoor fitness centers. The board will also consider a request to co-sponsor the Chapel Hill Carborough Housing Forum, scheduled for late November. That meeting will start tonight at 7:30. The aldermen will meet in the Owasso Community Room on Jones Ferry Road instead of Town Hall. And that's because Town Hall is set up for early voting. Same-sex couples legally married in other states are being encouraged to start registering their documents in North Carolina courthouses. It's all part of a new statewide campaign by the Campaign for Southern Equality to draw attention to North Carolina's ban on gay marriage. The group says by creating a public record of their relationships, same-sex couples will highlight the reality that they're legally married in the eyes of the federal government, but not in North Carolina. The group's executive director, the Reverend Jasmine Beach Ferrara, says registering marriage licenses will create a public record that demonstrates the couple love and commitment. The call comes 1 week after Buncombe County Register of Deeds Drew Reisinger became one of the first officials in the South to take marriage license applications from same-sex couples. WCHL News Time, 8:18. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Nothing beats Five Guys hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef, piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings. Plus, their fresh-cut Idaho fries. Five Guys, Menomot Village in Chapel Hill. Well, traffic, we had a few problems this morning. We had an accident out on Jones Ferry Road near the intersection of Jones Ferry and Old Greensboro Road earlier this morning, but that's not caused any major problems. And we've had a few slowdowns in some of the usual areas this morning, but nothing really out of the ordinary. If you spot something we're not reporting, you can call us always in the newsroom, 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. Whatever you do, please do it safely. You've become a WCHL road warrior. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you by the Murphy School Radio Show, inviting you to their next show on Saturday, the 2nd of November. Before you know it, don't miss this celebration of wit, lit, and music with some of the best writers and musicians in the Triangle. Find out more at murphyschoolradio.com. It is 54 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 53 in Carborough, where it's always a little bit cooler. Mostly cloudy, 20% chance of rain in the afternoon, high today in the upper 60s. Kind of a mild day, kind of nice, really. Tonight, mostly cloudy with just a 20% chance of rain, and the low tonight around 48. Tomorrow, partly sunny, slight chance of showers, high 65. And then listen to this. Tomorrow night, clear and cooler with lows in the upper 30s. Haven't been there in a while. Then on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high only about 58 degrees. So definitely some cooler weather is on the way.
It's just as important as a good cup of coffee. Start your day with the only radio station that brings you local news about local people right here in our local community. This is 97.9 FM,
WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, once again, here's Ron Stutz.
This is the WCHL Morning News. It is 8:20 at WCHL. Some public school teachers and school administrators are pushing back against a new North Carolina law that eliminates job protections for educators. State lawmakers this summer approved phasing out teacher tenure beginning next year. A new law tells school districts to pick the teachers who rank in the top 25% for effectiveness and offer them four-year contracts in exchange for raises totaling $5,000. Brunswick County School Superintendent Edward Pruden said Monday the bonuses opened the door to lawsuits. He says administrators have no objective way to rank teachers, and those left out of the money could challenge any decisions. The largest labor association representing the state's 90,000 teachers is planning to file a lawsuit aiming to reverse the end of tenure rights. Attorneys representing the state of North Carolina and Governor Pat McCrory have asked that a pair of federal lawsuits challenging several portions of a law overhauling elections in the state be dismissed. The lawyers file their initial response to litigation seeking to throw out new rules requiring photo ID to vote, reducing the number of early voting days and eliminating same-day registration during the early voting period. The state's lawyers denied all of the racial discrimination allegations made by civil rights and election advocacy groups and voters. The lawsuits say the changes would make it disproportionately harder for black citizens to vote. Monday's responses also asked federal judges to delay rulings on photo ID until a separate lawsuit in state court is resolved. And Governor Pat McCrory says new federal regulations could force North Carolina to expand Medicaid eligibility to more low-income people under the Affordable Care Act, despite being one of 26 Republican-led states to reject doing that. McCrory spoke yesterday at the Heritage Foundation, a conservative think tank based in Washington, D.C. The governor said the change could result in higher costs. McCrory spokesman Ryan Tronovich says the governor is referring to a regulation expanding the ability of hospitals to presumptively conclude some patients not already enrolled for federal assistance are likely to qualify, such as former foster care children and low-income women with breast cancer or cervical cancer. Hospitals can then bill the government for the care of those patients for up to 2 months until a final determination is made. WCHL News Time, 8:22. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Brought to you this morning by Fitz Lumber and Hardware in Carborough. UNC football coach Larry Fedoro is back in the mic yesterday talking to the media. He was in much better spirits than when we last heard from him right after the loss to Miami last Thursday night. WCHL's Matt Oakes has the story.
The Tar Heels are starting fresh with another game week upon them. This time, it will be the Boston College Eagles lining up across the field from Carolina on Saturday in Keenan Stadium. But looking back, head coach Larry Fedora says a few of the plays from the Miami game last week still continue to haunt him.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of things that haunt me from that game. I mean, I can pick out, just like I can in every game, five or six plays that you take them the other way, and we're on the other side of that win column. So, yeah, it'll definitely haunt.
Somehow, Coach Fedora says he believes his team has moved on from the bitter defeat. He says the Tar Heels have proven they can play with anyone in the country, but they have to continue to work hard and find a way to salvage some victories in the second half of the season.
We're at a tough spot right now in our season with where we are, so it's just us. That's it. You know, it's circle the wagons and it's play hard, and it's practice hard, and it's prepare hard, and it's do the things, and it's find a way, to get a win.
With the lights now turned out on Zero Dark Thursday, Coach Fedora says the Tar Heels won't have the eye of the national public to get amped for the rest of the way out. Now comes the true test, and Coach Fedora asks one simple gut-checking question of his players.
All of that is fun. That's what makes it fun, you know, is the atmosphere and the hype around it all. So, you know, we won't have that now. Now it boils down to how bad do you want to win? You know, how bad do you want it? And we're going to find out.
One of the glaring differences between the Miami game and the rest of the season was the ratcheted up energy level and passion displayed by the players. And Coach Fedora says when you play this way, good things are bound to happen.
We're getting better. I mean, you know, just when you play with a lot of energy, you know, you're usually going to make some things happen. I mean, you really are. And guys are going to... If you miss a tackle, somebody else is going to be there to make that tackle.
Red zone scoring offense has been a concern for Carolina. Coach Fedora says the Tar Heels Heels must convert on those touchdown opportunities in order to realize their potential.
We don't have that where everybody's clicking on the same page yet. We still don't. And, you know, that's unfortunate because you've got some opportunities to put the ball in the end zone there. And we didn't get it done. I mean, there was a variety of things from the chalk block to a drop ball. I mean, to a missed block. I mean, you know, so there were a lot of things.
You can read this story and follow all the latest on Tar Heel football on our website, chapelboro.com. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
I'm Ron Stutz. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. Ernst Hansky has the day off. It is 54 degrees, 825 at WCHL. Good morning.
Don't miss an exciting Carolina football Saturday. Get here early and stay late as the Tar Heel football team hosts Boston College this Saturday at 3:30 in beautiful Kenan Stadium. Before the game, enjoy all the festivities at Tar Heel Town. You'll enjoy 80s cover band, The Breakfast Club. Don't forget about the victory walk starting at 1. Support your Tar Heels as we turn the stadium pink in support of breast cancer awareness. Remember, you can make it an enjoyable experience the entire weekend with Late Night with Roy at the Smith Center Friday night. The event is free. Doors open at 7 p.m. You don't want to miss an entire weekend with the Tar Heels.
Discover how art can influence social change at the Ackland Art Museum in downtown Chapel Hill. The Ackland's new exhibition, The Samat Collective, Art and Activism in India Since 1989, on view through January 5th, features work by artists addressing justice and equality in the world's largest democracy, India. After experiencing contemporary Indian art in the galleries, stop by the Ackland Museum Store's India Bazaar to purchase goods to take home. Admission is free. For more information, visit ackland.org.
October is National Cancer Awareness Month, and Performance Acura is proud to support Chapel Hill's UNC Limeburger Comprehensive Cancer Center all month long. I'm Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Acura. For every car we sell this month, we will donate $10 per car we sell. Plus, we have pink ribbon lapel pins and pink bracelets for $1 and $5 donations, all for the Limeburger Cancer Center. Isn't it nice to know that your Acura purchase this month will help raise money for cancer research and cancer patient support? Why would you want to buy your Acura anywhere else? You can lease the 2013 Acura ILX for $161 per month, and the performance promise is included. We look forward to seeing you, and I personally guarantee you'll say wow.
Stock number DE1F3EJNW. 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $39.99 due at signing, excludes tax, tag, and $5.49 dock fee. Based on MRSP of $26,795 and selling price of $25,748. Financing with approved credit. Take delivery by 10/31/2013.
Visit our virtual showroom, performanceacura@chapelhill.com, where sales and service specials abound. The wow is our promise. Best people, best service, best value. Always. Performance Acura is a Hendrick team member.
Thank you, Gerald. The more times you're a finalist in WCHL's Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple giveaway presented by Seagraves Insurance, the greater your chance at winning our grand prize to New York City and the Mohegan Sun Casino in Connecticut to watch the Tar Heels play. And you can increase your odds of being a finalist more than once by entering at every location, including Southern Rail, 10,000 Villages, Terra Nova Global Properties, Tobacco Road, Townsend Bergerman Company, Twig, and the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metamont, also Venable and Vigatry. And don't forget to enter at our website, chapelboro.com, and on Chapel Bro's Facebook page. More ways to be a finalist. Let's get a call-in finalist right now on WCHL. All you have to do is be caller number 6. At 919-929-WCHL.
It's another star-studded event this weekend at Diamonds Direct Crabtree as we welcome Simon G, one of the world's premier ring designers, in person. Don't miss this special event this Friday and Saturday. You know Diamonds Direct Crabtree is the Triangle's bridal designer destination, carrying all the rings that are on every girl's wish list, like Simon G. Known for intricate design, high quality, and amazing craftsmanship, Simon G has emerged as one of the most recognized and most popular engagement ring designers, and you can meet the creator himself this weekend.
Engagement ring is a very important piece of our jewelry because we're going to wear that ring all our lifetime.
Come to Diamonds Direct Crabtree and see the entire Simon G collection. Find your perfect ring this Friday and Saturday only and meet Simon G in person.
Love never goes out of style.
Join us for a week of fun and fashion featuring one of the world's top bridal jewelry designers, Simon G, this Friday and Saturday exclusively at Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming's, official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes.
Having a nice lawn is not impossible.
Our mission at Landscape Logic is to help you discover the possibilities for your landscape. We'll evaluate your landscape, prioritize your needs so that you can make a decision based on practicality or economics. We are qualified and committed to giving you the direction and care you need to create a finished and kept look for your landscape.
Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to visit LandscapeLogicNC.com. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
Your friends at Glass Half Full invite you to come enjoy the bountiful harvest of fall at our restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop in downtown Carrboro. Can we tempt you with an earthy beet salad, our trio of mini burgers or lobster rolls? All accompanied, of course, with just the right cool white or savory red wine. We'll welcome you for lunch Monday through Friday and for dinner Monday through Saturday. Glass Half Full, the optimistic neighborhood restaurant and bar. Online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com.
Congratulations to Mar Burkhead of Carrboro, who called in and got qualified to win our contest. And you'll have an opportunity this afternoon between 4 and 5, and again between 5 and 6 with Aaron Keck on WCHL. Good luck. 54 degrees, cool this morning. Look for a high today of about 68. That's the kind of weather we have on the way.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Delayed a couple of weeks because of the partial government shutdown. September unemployment numbers are now out. 148,000 non-farm jobs created last month. The jobless rate drops to 7.2%. CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger live with reaction to those figures.
Well, this was below the expectation for 180,000 jobs expected, but there was a bit of good news. The August number was revised, and we will see that will help out smooth the two-month average out.
And Jill, how much was this data skewed by the government shutdown?
You know, the data had already been collected for this report before the shutdown. So actually, September could be the last gauge of the job market before the budget battles erupted. Analysts do warn that the effects of the shutdown will likely be felt for the next three reports.
On Wall Street, S&P futures are up 4 points an hour before the opening bell. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Morning, it is 8:32 at WCHL, 55 degrees, and a slight chance of rain today. I'm Rod Stutz. Chapel Hill residents got their first look at the Central West Area Plan last night. Many were not happy with what they saw. A lot of work has gone into this process, and it's been contentious all the way. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend was there and has more on this story.
More than 200 people came out last night to voice their concerns about the draft plan for the future of the intersection of Estes Drive and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Here's what some of them had to say.
I am not against development. I am, however, stridently opposed to the aggressive and myopic development plans that have carried the day thus far in the Central West process.
I feel like, in some respects, this is a size 9 foot going into a size 6 shoe.
These loyal citizens have been ignored, dismissed, even ridiculed. I ask, I hope, that you will hear them tonight.
This plan, in short, is not ready for prime time.
That was Chris Hackenberg, Elaine Marcus, Mickey Jo Sorrell, and Alan Tom. They were among nearly 30 speakers at last night's town council meeting, most of whom criticized the small area plan created by the Central West Committee, presented to the public and council for the first time. The 17-member committee was convened nearly a year ago, and since then the group has met more than 30 times and hosted 10 public outreach sessions. The small area plan lays out potential land uses for the 97-acre area, calling for a mix of commercial development and housing in 3 to 5-story buildings along MLK, with the density and building height decreasing along Estes. The plan also focuses on the need for bike and pedestrian pathways to access the two nearby schools. The committee recommends widening Estes Drive to 5 lanes at the intersection with MLK, but tapering down to 2 lanes for much of the length of the road. Amy Ryan, town council candidate and co-chair of the Central West Committee, said the improvements could mean less traffic at the intersection, even with more drivers on the road.
What they're telling us is that the level of service in morning and evening are not worse than they are today, and in some cases will be improved with the new mitigations. And you can see that the delay times are generally at a minute or less at peak times.
The plan was approved by a 2/3 majority vote by the committee, but a small minority rejected the plan, saying it was too dense with too few details on the possible impacts of growth. But Ryan told the council that's not what the process was meant to produce.
Our job was not to produce a specific site design for this area. Rather, it was our job to have a vision for positive change.
There is a lot more to the story. You can check it out on our website at chapelbro.com. Of course, WCHL always streaming live on our website, chapelbro.com. You know, quite often it's hard to find parking in downtown Carrboro. With new development coming to the area, it might grow scarcer, and there are only a handful of free public lots. Some think the town of Carrboro ought to charge people to park. Some think parking should stay free. It's an issue that the Carrboro Board of Aldermen hopefuls tackled during last night's candidates forum at WCHL. All were not in agreement over a solution. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more on the story.
The candidates competing for three open seats include incumbents Sammy Slade, Jacqueline Gist, and Randy Haven O'Donnell. The challengers are Kurt Stolka, vice chair of Carrboro's Transportation Advisory Board, and Al Vickers, a former member of the Solid Waste Advisory Board with a Ph.D. in environmental science. Vickers was absent from the forum Monday due to a prior engagement out of the country. Stolka was the lone candidate fully in favor of charging for parking. He said it could generate revenue for the town to use for other projects and would encourage people to use alternative methods of transportation.
I think when we start charging for parking, that will pay for somebody to enforce the parking, and it'll be a continuous revolution of feeding that system, and that'll discourage car use, and we become a real livable city for the next generation. Cycling won't become known as an alternative means anymore, and it'll be the main means.
Slade, on the fence about the issue, said that the town staff was currently assessing the parking situation downtown. That study is expected to be completed sometime next year.
There's an opportunity to really understand what the reality is of parking downtown. In the same way that we were talking earlier about solid waste, set goals for finding and measures that we can implement to start ratcheting down our dependency on cars in our downtown, because our ultimate goal is to get off of cars.
Gist and Haven O'Donnell were firmly against charging for parking and agreed that free parking helped the local economy. Gist said that much had already been done to address the parking situation, including the town's purchase of the lot on the corner of Carr Street and Greensboro Street, as well as the addition of 500 spaces as part of the parking deck in the 300 East Main development.
I am not saying turn downtown Carrboro into a parking lot. I'm not saying no bikes, no buses, no feet. I'm saying this has to be addressed as a whole. Our downtown businesses would be devastated if we started charging for parking.
Haven O'Donnell said she feared that if the town began charging, it would decrease accessibility to residents who can't bike or walk to downtown.
And we need a plan that hears the voices of the folks who live beyond the 2-mile perimeter. One of the things that is really important to folks who live beyond that 2 miles is to be able to make multitask stops.
To hear WCHL's full Carrboro Board of Aldermen candidate forum, you can read this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Carrboro Board of Aldermen candidate Al Vickers says the affordability of living is a top issue he will focus on if he's elected to the board.
I know that part of the affordability of housing is the fact that now some of the tax burden is higher than people's mortgages for a house. That is a problem, and that's going to continue to be a problem. It affects the affordability of housing at all levels.
Five candidates are contending for 3 seats on the Board of Aldermen. There's a common trend among all the candidates in Carrboro, Chapel Hill, and Hillsboro to combat the affordability issue. Vickers says he's on board with that.
Ways to relieve that pressure is to have more commercial development and have a higher commercial tax base. That's not going to solve the problem totally, but it would help.
You can hear the whole interview with Al Vickers and Rand Northam on our website at chapelboro.com. And between now and Election Day, we'll continue to preview each of the candidates one-on-one for all our local races. 8:39 at WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, the show is going to the dogs. It's one of my favorite time of the week, actually. It is time now for Adopt a Pet on WCHL. And today, Katie McClure is here from Paws Forever. How are you this morning, Katie?
I am well. How are you, Ron?
Just fantastic. You have an appropriately named dog for this Halloween
That's
season.
Right. He's wearing his Halloween bandana, too. I don't know if you noticed.
Tell us about Boris.
Well, this is Boris, and he is from Paws Forever. He is brand new with us. He's a lab corgi mix, I'm guessing.
He looks like a small black lab.
Yes,
he really
sort
does.
Of.
Yeah.
I don't know how to describe it, but he's not a big dog. This is a medium-sized dog. I'm saying
but look at
35
him.
Pounds. Maybe.
He's just a great dog. He's just sitting there.
He is the best. He's a beautiful car rider. He is Mr. Happy-Go-Lucky.
Yeah.
This is the kind of dog that if you have a crummy day,
uh-huh.
it will not matter 2 seconds after you hang out with this dog. He is really easygoing.
Uh-huh.
He just breezed in here. You probably saw him. He breezed in here, said hello to everybody.
Yeah.
He is not worried
about
much.
He's not.
Apparently very good with other dogs.
He loves everybody.
He's about 2 years old is our best guess.
Mm-hmm.
And he was apparently running around. He was loose. He was owned but was loose in a nearby county.
Mm-hmm.
The neighbors were up in arms and complaining, but the owner would not put the dog in or would not build a fence.
Oh.
So instead, he surrendered him to the pound.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
To the shelter. So the good news there is Boris has been a pet. You know,
yeah.
he has some skills with people, which is a wonderful thing.
Yes, he does.
And he is ready to have a new home.
Yeah, he's ready to go right now. I mean, nobody...
He really is. He doesn't know a lot of training. You know, he's not like
yeah.
a sophisticatedly trained dog, but he is... eager to find a home, and he is ready.
Yeah, it wouldn't be any time for acclimation or anything. I mean,
mm-hmm.
he's ready to go, and I'm sure he would be great with children. How about cats? Have you seen him around cats?
We don't know yet about cats. We have mm-hmm. we have no evidence one way or the other on cats because he just came to our place. But
mm-hmm.
we have, as you know, a lot of cats out there as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll kind of get the sense of what he's like with cats.
Yeah.
We know he's good with other dogs. I
can't imagine he would be a problem with anybody, you know?
No, he's pretty easygoing. But we can also, if somebody has another dog, they
yeah.
can bring their dog out to Paws Forever, and we do a supervised meet and greet, so we call it meet and
mm-hmm.
greet. And you can find out how he does with your dog ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, at our place, we do what's called a foster to adopt.
Right.
So you can test him out for 7 days. And if it doesn't work for
mm-hmm.
any, you know, any reason.
Oh, that's cool.
He can come back to us and we'll keep looking for a home.
Well, if somebody wants to come out and see your facility, where do they go?
Well, they come out to Mebane.
Mm-hmm.
The best way is just look on the website and you'll see the map and location.
And you guys have a great website, too, by the way.
Oh, well, that's, yes, thank you.
You really do.
I'll tell Andy, who's on our board, who helped us greatly. The
mm-hmm.
McKinney Company helped us with that.
It's great to, you know, it's easy to navigate. You got pictures of all the dogs and cats.
It's a pretty website.
It's really cool.
Yeah. And people can look at the dog and cat bios, the biographies
mm-hmm.
on there, and see if there's a match for their home.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to come out, you just come out when we're open to the public, and you can walk through the kennels. You can take Boris or any of the dogs out
mm-hmm.
for a little walk. You can visit in the cat rooms. Just to plug this, we have a kitten room.
Really?
Full of kittens. Free-running kittens in a room. And we will help you play with them. We'll give you a laser pointer.
Well, yeah, a laser? Wow.
Yeah,
I bet
it's
they have
fun
in that.
The kitten room, I tell you what.
Yeah. Hey, you know, the problem is if you take Boris out for a walk,
uh-huh.
you don't want to give him up. You'll have to adopt him.
That's true. And we have 50 acres out there.
Yeah.
So people can walk, you know, quite a distance and have a nice time out there
mm-hmm.
with the dog. And even if you don't take a particular dog, you still had a good time visiting,
yeah.
and so did the dog. So it's well worth the trip.
Pawsforever.org. That's with the number 4.
Mm-hmm.
Great website. Check them out. Katie McClure, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you, Ron. We love coming over. And Boris especially liked his road trip.
Yeah,
he is having a lot of fun with your people in this office.
Boris will be adopted by the end of the day, probably.
Oh, we hope so. Wouldn't that be nice?
It would be great. They almost all get adopted right
away. They do, yeah.
Yeah, from all of our animal organizations. This is Adopt a Pet on WCHL. Thank you very much, Katie McClure.
Thank you.
And Boris, thank you, buddy.
Come on, buddy.
I can't imitate him, but I haven't even heard him bark, actually. I don't
me
know
neither.
If he barks.
I don't think he's a big barker.
No, I don't think so either. He's quiet. It's 844 at WCHL. Today's commentary on the way from Raleigh Mann.
Here's what a typical service department sounds like on Sundays, but not at Crown Honda of South Point. We're open 11 to 5 on Sundays. No one else does that.
No more early morning drop-offs or rushing after work with the kids. We work around your schedule. And you can always count on Crown Honda of South Point for the best deal, like zero down and just $259 a month on a 2013 Honda Accord LX. For service beyond the sale, Crown Honda of South Point, now with service on Sundays.
Today's offer at ourlocaldeal.com is from one-of-a-kind custom carpet cleaning. It's 50% off, $100, for a custom carpet cleaning today for only $45. One-of-a-kind custom carpet cleaning offers quality carpet cleaning with great customer service. They are environmentally friendly and use non-toxic, biodegradable, and hyperallergenic cleaning solutions for the cleanest carpets and stain removal in the triangle. It's 50% off from one-of-a-kind custom carpet cleaner, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
Hello, this is Kit Pillou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, it's that time of year again, Carolina football season, and nobody gets more excited about Carolina football than I do.
Sammy, football and real estate have absolutely nothing in common, although once I had a client who wore shoulder pads.
Well, I suppose in your mind that counts.
And if you wanted to continue down that road, inspections are like first downs and lenders are like referees.
Yada, yada, and closing is like the end zone. I thought we agreed to never actually compare real estate to sports. Why are you saying these things?
Well, we do generally deal with two parties with totally opposing agendas, like two teams. The buyer wants to pay as little as possible, and the seller wants as much as they can get.
Yes, but our goal would generally be thought of as a tie. Both parties get what they want, and no one looks for that in a football game.
I do get that, Sammy. When it comes to buying and selling a house, we all want to come out ahead.
Kit, that is so sweet.
Franklin Street Realty. Buying or selling? Why would you call anyone else?
Are you a triangle-based business owner or HR specialist? When is the last time you updated your employee's benefit package or looked at cost savings? Hi, my name is Will Gaskins, president of Legacy Investments and Insurance Solutions. As a fellow Chapel Hill Chamber member, allow us to provide a free benefits review for your company by calling 919-960-1547 or visit us online at legacyinsured.com.
It's another star-studded event this weekend at Diamonds Direct Crabtree as we welcome Simon G, one of the world's premier ring designers, in person. Don't miss this special event this Friday and Saturday. You know Diamonds Direct Crabtree is the Triangle's bridal designer destination, carrying all the rings that are on every girl's wish list, like Simon G. Known for intricate design, high quality, and amazing craftsmanship, Simon G has emerged as one of the most recognized and most popular engagement ring designers, and you can meet the creator himself this weekend.
Engagement ring is a very important piece of our jewelry because we're going to wear that ring all our lifetime.
Come to Diamonds Direct Crabtree and see the entire Simon G collection. Find your perfect ring this Friday and Saturday only and meet Simon G in person.
Love never goes out of style.
Join us for a week of fun and fashion featuring one of the world's top bridal jewelry designers, Simon G, this Friday and Saturday exclusively at Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming's, official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes.
This is Larry Fedora, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News on 97.9 FM, Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
Thanks, Coach. It's 8:48 at WCHL. Before we go to today's commentary, I just wanted to let you know that early voting for the municipal and school board elections here in Orange County is on pace now to net 1,300 votes, with a daily average at just more than 100. On Monday, 103 voters turned in their ballots, taking the total up to 309. The Seymour Senior Center remains the most popular location by far, gathering 54 of the 103 on the first day of week two. The total from the early voting period could well surpass the 1,300 mark, as the final day is on Saturday, November 2nd, allowing those who can't get away from work to cast their ballots early. You can find the latest poll numbers as well as interviews with each of the candidates and WCHL's candidates forums as well by visiting our Election Central at chapelboro.com. 8:48 at 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
And now WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann.
10 people are running for 4 seats on the Chapel Hill Town Council in the coming election, and once I've learned all I can about them, I plan to vote. WCHL is doing its best to inform us, hosting forums, broadcasting profiles of each candidate. And for me, the key question is, which of these candidates actually will listen to Chapel Hill residents and which will be guided by other interests? In the 36 years I've lived here, I've seen both kinds. Among those former council members who actually listened to the voices of the people they governed were Joyce Brown, Flick Abatement, Joe Kapowski, Joe Hertzenberg, Julie McClintock, Kevin Foy, many others. But this town has also been run by plenty of others who have listen not to the voices of the residents they serve, but to those with other agendas. If you've lived here very long, you know who they are. Do members of the current council respect our voices? Well, some do. But recent public meetings focused on changes to the Estes Drive MLK Boulevard area may be showing us that not all do. Events like these can provide insight into what we truly can expect from those we elect, supposedly to serve our best interests. So it behooves us all to pay close attention. We should do all we can to learn all we can about these candidates, because 4 of them will be making important decisions that will directly affect you and me and the way we live. Will any of them listen to us? Some will, some others not so much. Vote for those who listen. This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning. It is 8:50 at WCHL. Congratulations to Jack Deason of Durham and Tamar Burkhead of Carborough, who both called in and got qualified to win this morning in our big contest, the Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple Giveaway presented by Seagrove's Insurance. You'll have other opportunities to call in and get qualified this afternoon between 4 and 6 with Aaron Keck here on WCHL. Go to chapelboro.com for all the details on how you can be a winner. Also, Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace serves fresh brewed coffee fast. It's guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruiser's. Good to go. And the Carolina Inn's, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, is one of only 3 Forbes 4-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine.
Fall is here, and your local Great Outdoor Provision Company wants to help you enjoy the season with new footwear from Patagonia. Now you can enjoy a recycle-friendly shoe designed with the planet in mind and help young people in Orange County get outdoors. We are celebrating Take a Child Outside this month to inspire a new generation of young environmentalists. During this event, Patagonia will be donating $10 to the Junior Ranger program for every pair of footwear sold. Find out more about great gear and activities near you at greatoutdoorprovision.com.
Your friends at Glass Half Full invite you to come enjoy the bountiful harvest of fall at our restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop in downtown Carborough. Can we tempt you with an earthy beet salad, our trio of mini burgers or lobster rolls? All accompanied, of course, with just the right cool white or savory red wine. We'll welcome you for lunch Monday through Friday and for dinner Monday through Saturday. Glass Half Full, the optimistic neighborhood restaurant and bar. Online at glasshalffullcarborough.com.
Don't miss an exciting Carolina football Saturday. Get here early and stay late as the Tar Heel football team hosts Boston College this Saturday at 3:30 in beautiful Kenan Stadium. Before the game, enjoy all the festivities at Tar Heel Town. You'll enjoy 80s cover band The Breakfast Club. Don't forget about the victory walk starting at 1. Support your Tar Heels as we turn the stadium pink and support of breast cancer awareness. Remember, you can make it an enjoyable experience the entire weekend with Late Night with Roy at the Smith Center Friday night. The event is free. Doors open at 7 p.m. You don't want to miss an entire weekend with the Tar Heels.
Hello, this is Tony Hall, real estate broker at Tony Hall & Associates. When you put your house on the market, it only has one chance to make a good first impression to a prospective buyer. Let Tony Hall & Associates advise you on how best to make that important first impression. Contact us today, 919-933-8500 or TonyHallAssociates.com. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
UNC Family Medicine is proud to announce the grand opening of a new Saturday morning sports injury clinic to treat your acute injuries.
UNC Family Medicine will treat everything from casting to ultrasounds to x-rays, as well as provide surgical consults and concussion evaluations. And you can walk in without an appointment from 8 to 10 a.m. The Saturday Morning Sports Clinic at UNC Family Medicine. Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Hey, look, we have a couple of tickets to the game on Saturday, Carolina versus Boston College. All you have to do is visit WCHL's Facebook contest page and enter by Friday at noon. Then we'll get in touch with you if you are a winner on Friday afternoon, and you can go to the game on Saturday. It's a 3:30 kickoff. Go to WCHL's Facebook page and get all the details. You remember Wayne Pond's word of the day? What is the word? How do you spell it? What does it mean? 919-929-WCHL is your number to call right now. It's brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? And the prize on the line is a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Your number to call right now, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
As you probably already heard here on WCHL, Amy Rickard has been selected Principal of the Year for the Chapel Hill Carborough City School System. Amy Rickard is principal at Morris Grove Elementary School. When she found out, it was quite a surprise. The superintendent walked in.
At our faculty meeting, Dr. Fursella was scheduled to be there for a presentation, and he arrived with several other members of our district cabinet, and it was a complete surprise.
Yeah, the votes are in, and Amy Rickard has been selected by her peers as the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools 2013 Principal of the Year. She says she's most proud of the school itself.
It was a real honor for me to open Morris Grove Elementary School. I was selected several years ago to be the first principal of the school. So planning a school from the ground up is a really unique experience and to me an honor in my role as an educator. I think I'm most proud of the school that we've created here. I give a lot of credit to the staff of Morris Grove. They're just an incredibly dedicated, hardworking group of educators whose sole focus is on, you know, caring for children and the learning that happens in our school environment.
Amy Rickard is a career educator. She's been with the Chapel Hill Carborough City School System since 1999. When Morris Grove Elementary was opened back in 2007, she was named as the school's first principal.
I feel like I have such a wonderful group of colleagues and administrators to work with, both at the district office and my principal colleagues. So there's just a high level of collaboration and support for one another. I think we all really set high standards for ourselves and continuously push one another to do better. It's wonderful also to work in such a supportive school community that values education, from our parents to the university, just to the community support that we receive.
Dr. Tom Fursella, superintendent of the city school, says Amy Rickard is a great example of what is right about public schools. Amy says she's looking forward to the competition and meeting some of the other principals around the state who have been named Principal of the Year.
It's a little daunting, but I think I'm ready for the challenge, and it's always nice to meet other educators that are in this role too, so I look forward to that.
Morris Grove Elementary's Principal, Amy Rickard, Principal of the Year in the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools. She's today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Congratulations, Burt Cummings, calling in with the word of the day. It is snook, S-C-H-N-O-O-K. It means a stupid, easily deceived person. It obviously, it's a Yiddish word, snook. That's our word of the day at WCHLA. Thank you very much, and Wayne will have another word for you bright and early tomorrow.
Grammy Award winner Chris Thiele takes his mandolin from bluegrass to any style he wants, even classical music. Returning to UNC's Memorial Hall on October 29th, Thiele will perform music from his acclaimed new album featuring Bach selections, along with more contemporary pieces. Don't miss this electrifying and eclectic concert from one of the best in the business. Information at carolinaperformingarts.org or 843-3333.
Carolina Performing Arts.
The world comes here.
It's another star-studded event this weekend at Diamonds Direct Crabtree as we welcome Simon G, one of the world's premier ring designers, in person. Don't miss this special event this Friday and Saturday. You know Diamonds Direct Crabtree is the Triangle's bridal designer destination, carrying all the rings that are on every girl's wish list, like Simon G. Known for intricate design, high quality, and amazing craftsmanship, Simon G has emerged as one of the most recognized and most popular engagement ring designers, and you can meet the creator himself this weekend.
Engagement ring is a very important piece of our jewelry because we're going to wear that ring all our lifetime.
Come to Diamonds Direct Crabtree and see the entire Simon G collection. Find your perfect ring this Friday and Saturday only and meet Simon G in person.
Love never goes out of style.
Join us for a week of fun and fashion featuring one of the world's top bridal jewelry designers, Simon G, this Friday and Saturday exclusively at Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming's, official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Southern Rail, an eclectic mix of restaurant, the station bar and beer garden, and the Tiger Room. Southern Rail in the heart of downtown Carborough. It is 55 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 54 in Carborough. Mostly cloudy today, slight chance of rain, high today in the upper 60s. Tomorrow night, we're going all the way down into the 30s.
You're listening to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heels station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development, open for business, to business. Find out more on the web at open.